Okay, so today is Daf Dalet. We are on Gimel Amud Beis, about 4 lines from the bottom. Just to get our bearings again. So the whole Amud yesterday, the whole Daf yesterday was talking about the Shita of Rav Shimon. So there was 2 brisos that brought down Rav Shimon, contradictory statements of Rav Shimon. One brisa was essentially consistent with our Mishnah. The mincha that was nikmatz shelo l'shma is kosher el shelo l'bayim l'shem kova, except for 2 minachos, minchas kota and the minchas sota, which we'll talk about again later today. And then there was another brisa that said Rabbi Shimon held that no, mincha that's nikmatz shelo l'shma is kosher el l'bayim l'shem kova, solely kosher. We had 3 answers. We had 3 answers to answer that. We had Rabba, Rava, and Rav Ashi. Right, so Rabba had mentioned the difference between Shimon Bailam and Shimon Kodesh. Rabba said that there was a difference between Mincha L'Shem Mincha as opposed to Mincha L'Shem Zvachim. And Rav Ashi said, no, the difference was whether or not it was L'Shem Mincha Acheres, Mincha's Machvas, or just the same Machvas, but then having Kavana for the pan as opposed for the Karban. So then the Gemara brought down 3, and the Gemara yesterday was the reasons why each one didn't hold like the other one. Now the Gemara says, Milsa, de pshitile le rabba la haigisa, u le rava la haigisa, mi boile le rava oshia. What was pasha to rabba to explain one way, and pasha to rava to explain another way, right? Rabba and rava had basically their underlying machlokas is whether or not a clearly obvious deviation. Like, I have machshava, machmas, to say machresh, to say machmas. Which clear, it's right in front of you, it deviates, whether the clear deviation says that therefore the makshava, we ignore the makshava, or therefore it says it's really bad, and therefore it becomes puzzle. That was the shaila for Rav Oshia. So, apparently Rachel Malt just joined the family thing. Okay, so Most of the pshitli, the rabba l'haigisa, the rabba l'haigisa, mi boi le ravosha. The boi ravosha, ravosha had the following question, v'armi le boi mi ne ravosha mi ravasi. And so I'm saying ravosha asked the shayla to ravasi. Mincha l'shum zevach. So a person has in mind, while he's doing kmitza, then it's l'shem zevach. So there's a mincha in mind, and has in mind an animal, right? Mali amar Rav Shimon, what does Rav Shimon say in this situation? Taimod Rav Shimon is the reason for Rav Shimon that mishum machshava de minkara lo psala, that if it's what makes it possible is that you can't make it. What makes it possible is that you can't. It's a machshava lo minkara. You can't really see based on the machshava that he's deviating. You can't tell. It's not clear. But how machshava de minkara hu? But this is a machshava de minkara hu because it's a mincha l'shem karb l'shem zeva. It's clear that you're deviating. Oh, Dilma, Tain Rav Shimon, to see if it's Zos Taras HaMincha. Oh, is the reason because Rav Shimon is because Zos Taras HaMincha, meaning it's the same as a custom. A Mincha Shem Mincha is Kashra, a Mincha Shem Zevach is Pasol, Vizevach Loksiv. So Amro Le Klum, he got on the song of Taitos Rav Shimon. What Rav Ashi says back to Rav Oshia, we don't know. We have 3-way machlokas about Rav Shimon. Have we reached the underlying understanding of Rav Shimon? We haven't. That was the machlokas. Kiraba, right, we the Gemara said, Kiraba Lo Mishanele, Rav Asi didn't explain that Rav Shimon was like Rabba. Right? Rabba had said that Davka Mashav Hashinu Kodesh, where it's clear that he's lying, but Mashav Hashinu Bailam, which is not clear, that's not possible. Mishum Kushal Abaye, because Abaye asked the question yesterday, right? Because Abaye said that because the Mincha was Hukash for all of the Korbanos, for Shinu Kodesh, it should be Hukash to all of the Korbanos of Shinu Bailam. Why would there be a difference? Once you have the Hekesh, you have the Hekesh. And Karava lo mishanine, and Rav, we didn't answer like Rava, who said it came from Zos Taros HaMincha, Mishum Kushya Zos Taros HaChatas, because it was just like it says Zos Taros HaMincha, it also says Zos Taros HaChatas, which means a Chatas, one Chatas, Shechet for a different type of Chatas, should also be Kushya according to that logic. And Karavashi lo mishanine, Kushya Akimari de Rava. And we didn't say that Rav Shimon was like Rava, because we had the Kushya of Ravashi, because we had the Kasha of Akimari de Rava, who says that if you have a chareva or a shem blula, that's because that's not machshava on a kli, that's only machshava on a mincha, that should also be possible. And the Gemara said it's not possible. So we had a 3-way machlokas, and we didn't get to the reasoning of Rav Shimon, so why are you asking me about this? The answer is it's a machlokas. Right? Okay. Now the Mishnah Gemara, so finally finished that sugya of Rav Shimon, And the Mishnah now goes on to the next part, the Gemara goes on to the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that all the menachos that are nikmat shlo shma aksheros, the kasher, except that they don't count, shlo alalu bailam shechova, except for chutz minchas chote, the korban mincha brought by a sinner. Remember, those are the three korban, the korban olav yored, where they have fluctuating, the korban fluctuates depending on your income. You know, you have the wealthy brings the animal, not as wealthy brings birds, and more poor brings the minachos. In three situations, you have that. That's the Shavuos Eidus, Nichnas L'Mikdash, or Eikachim, when you were Tamei, and you were Nishma Shavuos Sheker, like you said, Nachalti, but you really ate, Lochalti ate. So Gemara says, okay, where do we know, what are the source to tell me that these Minachos, if they're Nikmat Shlo Shma, are completely possible? The Gemara says, Bishlam Minchas Chote. I have a reason why Minchas Chote would be possible if you did commit Shlo Shmoha. Chatos Kari Rachmano. The Torah calls this Mincha a Chatos. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, we're discussing it, says, Lo Yasim Alei Hashemen, don't put on oil. Lo Yitei Alei Levona, don't put on Levona. It's a very, very dry korban. Ki Chatos Hi. It's a Chatos. So just like a korban Chatos that we learned to Nishchat Shlo Shmoha is possible, so too a chatos, a korban minchas chatos is possible if shelo lishma. Ela minchas kenos is the minchas sota, the korban mincha brought by the husband in the whole sota process. Minolan, how do we know that if it's nikmat shelo lishma, then it's possible? The Gemara says, first attempt, the tani tana kameder of Nachman, that's had the final brayso set in front of Rav Nachman. Minchas kenos mosra nedava. The leftover by mincha kenos is brought as a nadava. What does that mean? If a person was makdish money to bring the minchas chote, he's makdish a certain money to bring the minchas chote, he comes to Yerushalayim. Remember, the minchas chote is also going to be cheaper because the minchas chote is one of the few minchas that comes from barley, and barley is cheaper, right? Barley is cheaper than the wheat. So minchas kenos, what happens is he's makdish X amount of dollars to bring the minchas chote, and it costs him less than X to buy everything. So he's got leftover. He's got leftover money. So what does he do with that leftover money? That leftover money gets put in one of the horns and is used for a nidava. Later on, it could be the money falls for a nidvas tzibur. And they bring olos to the mizbeach. The Amar Lei, so Rabbi Nachman says back to this Tani, Shapir Karmata, you are correct, because the Pasuk says, by the mincha sota, maskeres avon ksivba, as the lashon of maskeres avon, and mechatos, by the korban chatos ksiv, but also nasan lachem laseis es avon ha'eda. So it has a concept of avon, avon, avon. Ma chatos moser nedava, just like chatos, we know the halacha is, if you set aside X amount of money and it costs less, the excess money is given over to be used for nedavos. Ap minchas kenos moser nedava. So to the minchas kenos. So it's a hekesh between minchasota and chatos. And if you continue that hekesh, ukechatos, the mincha sota is similar to the chatos, ma chatos psul shlo lishma, just like a korban chatos would be psul shlo lishma, af minchas kenos psul shlo lishma, so to the minchas kenos would be psul shlo lishma. So done, we have it, we have mincha sota because it's called chatos, and the mincha sota because it's connected, it is lima to the chatos. The Gemara says, wait a second, elamayata, if we're using the word avon to create this hekesh between Chatos and Minchas Sota, well, Elamayata, Ashram Yapasal Shlo Lishma. A Korban Ashram should also be Pasal if it had Lo Lishma Kavana. The Gamar Avon Avon Minchatos, because I'll have the same Hekesh of Avon Avon from Chatos. Why? Because by the Ashram, we had Chatos by the Chatos, we just said, Va'osan Asun Lachem Vasasis Avon Aida, and by the Korban Ashram, and by Yikar Perakay, the Pasuk says, V'lo Yada V'ashem V'nasa Avono. Avon avono, the heavy ayal tamim in atzom birchalashem. So you have avon avono, and therefore you have the same din. So the ashram should be compared to the chatos, and just like the chatos should nishchat shlo lishma is possible, so to the ashram should be possible. So Gemara says, no, you can't do that, because when it came to the chatos in the minchas sota, it says avon avon. Here it says avon avono. So Gemara says, done in avon me avon, the ain't done in avono me avon. Now that extra vav throws the whole thing off. The Gemara says, really? The extra vav throws the whole thing off. I'll bring you something else, which is always brought down. It says, my nafkamina, what's the difference between avon and avono? We even have atan to be rishmal, vishava kohen, a baal kohen. One pasuk says vishava kohen, one pasuk says a baal kohen.
completely different words, but they mean the same thing in context, and yet we still learn one from another, right? Zoe Yeshiva, Zoe Bio. What's that? Rashi says, it's actually the third Rashi, and it gets short, but it's a little bit further down. It says, Zoe Yeshiva, Zoe Bio, the first Torah's Kohanim, Ma Bia Cholis, the Kotze, the Tuf, the Nasan, the Shavua, Alma Garmina Gzeresovic Yagovan Kyagavna Apagatlo Domo Tevus Holosh name Lush and Bios Abayas Hain. What's going on over there is it's talking about the by the Sota, the end of the week that you have to, you know, put him in solitude. That just like if the nega goes out into the stones in the house, you put him out, so too if it goes into the first week, so too the same thing in the second week. You have to put them out, and they learn over here that v'shava kohen u'ba kohen, even though they say separate words, it means the exact same thing. So if you can make a gezeira shava from shavu ba, you can make a gezeira shava from avon avono. So he says, well, oh, not only that, even if you don't want to give me that, which is pretty obvious, ligmar avono avono me avon d'shmiras kol. But the word avono also appears by chatas. One of the karbonos chatos all over your raid was the Shmir Skol, the person who lied about testimony. There, the ksiv im lo yagid v'nasa avono. So I have avono in the chatos, and I have avono by the asham, and therefore I should learn one from the other. So seems to be that we knocked this limit off. We knocked the limit off for avon avono. So the question, so the Gemara says ela ki gamri gzeira shava l'mosar. So it must mean that the Gzeir Shava of Avon is only to teach me about the excess, right? Gzeir Shava l'moser l'nedava hu degamri. So that's the only part. It's only a part. The Gzeir Shava only learns, teaches us that one halacha. That the excess money for the Minchas Chota is brought for nedava, just like the excess money by the Chatas is brought for the nedava. Bob, you're going to ask me, oh, so how can you do that? If you have a Gzeir Shava, you got to go all the way across. You got to go all the way through. The chi tema, you might say, in gzeira shava lemechsa. You can't have a partial gzeira shava. Either you do it all the way, either you go all the way, or you don't go at all. The Gemara says, no. Here it's different. Gali rachman legabi chatos. There's an explicit pasuk by chatos that says, v'shachat osa lechatas. That only it can be brought, only shachas o lechatas, right? Osa lishma ksheiris lishma psula. Only it, the chatos, is kasher if it's lishma, but it's not lishma, it's pasul. Completely. About kol kachim, but all of the kachim, bein lishman, bein lishlo lishman, kshevim. Even if it's lo lishman, it's still kasher. Lo hol ba'im shechova, but it's still kasher. So we can't learn it out from the gzeir shava of avon avon, because you have this counterbalance of the gzeir sakasiv by chatas. So it seems from here, right, so it's when the Mer says, ela minchas chote u minchas knos to psul in shlo lishman olam. The Mer seems to say, we're back to square one. We have no place to learn. Well, why? Minchas chote was the problem was we just got rid of the Gzeir Shabbat. So we got rid of the Gzeir Shabbat, and therefore you didn't learn out Minchas Kenos from Chatas. But Minchas Chota, we learned it out because the Torah called it a Chatas. It had nothing to do with the Gzeir Shabbat. So why is the Gemara now rejecting and saying we have to find a new limud for Minchas Kenos and Minchas Chota? Why? Minchas Chota was left over. So it happens to be that there's a girsa that gets rid of the words Minchas Chota over here. It takes it out, but the Gemara doesn't seem that way. The Gemara seems to say that since we rejected the Gzeir Shava, we're back to the drawing board even by Minchas Chota, despite the fact that Minchas Chota had nothing to do with the Gzeir Shava. That was learned out because it's called Chatas. Okay, so the Gemara says, Chatas time of buying. What's the reason why Minchas Chatas would be possible? Right, we start again. Mishum deksiv ba, because it says by a Korban Chatas, it's actually by the Korban Chatas, the Chatas Nasi, it says Chatas hi. Right? Hachanami haksivuhu hi. So again, I don't understand this either. The Gemara just brought down a pasuk of v'shachat osa l'chatas. So osa, the teaching is that it is l'shma, but not l'shma pasul. So the Gemara says, oh, well, how do I know the chatas time am I? Well, we just had it. The Gemara brings down a different pasuk. Right down to Rebbe Yehuda, and Tosas points it out, that at different times they bring down different pasukim. So again, so the chatas, why? V'shunaksiv behi. It says he, meaning it's mashma, behevyoso, has to be exactly as is. Hachanami ksiv v'hu hi, so too by the Minchas Chota, the Minchas Chatas, and the Minchas Kenos, it also says the word he. And the word he comes to teach me that it has to be exact. The Gemara then says, wait a second,
Problem again. If you're talking about the word he, Asham namiksivbe, he, or who. The Asham also has that. He and he, who, probably the same thing also, because it's just a gender issue. Right? For the Pasuk said by the Asham, the Ikdir Asham HaKohen is Bechi Sheil Hashem, Asham who? So, same thing. So, you say, just like the Chatos and the Michas Chatos and the Michas Sota is possible for Shalol Shema, so to the Asham would be possible Shalol Shema. Tomorrow says, no, look at the context over there. Over there, when it says the word who by the Asham, it's talking about after everything is done. As opposed by the, because of the Chatos, it's talking about what, before you've done the process. So, who by the Asham is La'achar HaTorus Emurim Hudiksiv. That's the context of the pasuk says the word who is after you even burn the fats at the end. It's not talking about the shechita or the other avodos. Kidatanya is the pasuk learned the brisa. It says who I think by korban pesach as well. Aval asham lo nem b'hu el la'achar haktaras emurin. Right, it says who only afterwards. Who atzmo shelo hukturu emorav kasher. But nevertheless, the Gemara is saying. The who is talking about after Haktaras Emurim. And the halacha is that even if you're not Maktan Emurim or the Asham, it's still kosher. So the who can't be telling me that if you do Shalol Shema it's possible, because it's talking about a part of the process which is not even it's not even fully necessary. The Gemara says, okay, fine, then Elohu Lomeli. So then what do I have the word who for? So I'm using the word he to teach me that the Minchas Chatos and the Minchas Sota would be possible Shalol Shema. The word who appears by Asham, that doesn't teach us any of the same thing, because it's talking about after Haktaras Emurim. But it still says the word who. So what is that who coming to teach me by the Korban Asham? So the Gemara says, Elohu Lomali. So Lichid the Rav Huna Amar Rav. It's based on the Drasha, Rav Huna Rav have the Drasha, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Asham. You have an Asham. So even Asham now that's supposed to go and graze, I guess, until it gets a moon. Rashi says, what's the case? It's towards the bottom of the Rashi. The Asham here, what happened was, is that the person who was chayav the Asham used a different animal. Whether he lost one and then brought another one, or he set aside two, just in case one got lost. He got kapara from animal A, but animal B, which was set aside for the Asham, is still there. Right? Ubechatos azlamisa. So in the case of a korban, if this was the case of a korban chatos, we would say that animal has to, you know, just die. That's what we say, the five chatos mesos, right? The kaimalon, and with halacha is, kaimalon, kol shevichatos mesa, any situation where the korban chatos would be left to die, but asham, if the same situation applies by the asham, roeh, he grazes, ulichishayistaev, so when he gets a mum, yimakir, you sell it, v'yiplu dama levadava, and the money is used for korban levadava. V'im kvar nitak l'ri'iyah, so the case here is that where this korban asham was set out to graze. Shemasru l'ro'eh, but what happened? He shechted it. The korban asham was nitak l'ri'iyah. Now go back to the Gemara. U'shechato stam, and he shechted it stam. Right, for whatever reason, it was brought, it was shechted stam without any makshava, what zevach it should be. It's kashul shem ola. It's still kosher as an ola. So go back in Rashi. B'shachtu stam kosher ola. The hastamal ola. The ain shem asham alav. Because at this point in time, this animal is destined to be an ola. Not necessarily it, but the money that's going to come from it is destined to be an ola. Right? The shofar is nadavas la ola. Because the money for nadava goes to an ola. So back in the Gemara. So it was this asham was nitak ur'iya. U'shachato stam kosher l'shem ola. But the Gemara seems to say nitak only if it was nitak the ri'iya in, then it's kasher b'stam. Lo nitak, but if it was not set aside to graze, lo, then it's not kasher b'shchita stam because it's not destined to be the ola. That's what you would think. So therefore, amakra no, that's the halacha. Say again, nitak the ri'iya shchato stam kasher shem ola. Nitak in, lo nitak lo. Amakra, who, the Asham's be who, be'av yosu yehe. That so long as it is not mitak le, so long as it is not nitak ur'iya, it's not destined to be an ola, and therefore the ola kavana is not good. That's what they learn from the word who, but it doesn't teach me that if we shekhtu shalom shema, it's possible. Okay. Next. So
So now comes, now we're going to spend the rest of the Amud Beis on the statement of Rav. Rav says as follows, Minchas Omer, we just said in the Mishnah that all Minachos Shenikmetzu Shelo Lishma are Pasol, Ela Shelo Olubayim Shem Chova, except we just spent Amud Aleph to prove that the Mishnah mentioned that Minchas Chota and the Minchas Sota, if it's Nikmat Shelo Lishma, it's Pasol. Now comes Rav and says, the Minchas Omer, the Korban Minchas Omer, that's the Minchas Sa'orin that's brought on first day of Pesach, and that's what's Matya the Chadash. So the Minchas Omer, Shekimatzah Shelo Lishma, if the Kemitzah for that Korban Minchas is done on Shelo Lishma, that's Psula, that's Pasol. It passes the whole Korban. Why? Because Hoel U'bas Lohatir V'lo Hitira. We say, so it's a Korban Mincha, Shelo Olu L'Bayim L'Shem Chova. The whole purpose of this Korban Mincha was to be Matir, was to be Olu L'Shem Chova, was to Matir the Chadash. Well, if it's Shelo L'Shma, and it's not Matir the Chadash, then it's possible. Well, I don't know, that's what every Korban is. Every Korban Mincha has a purpose. It's what's the difference? Rashi says, she says, Psula Mihatir, V'Sharayin Nechelem. Okay, fine. Then he says, V'Chein Ta'omer V'Ashem Nazir. The same thing applies to Ashem Nazir. Last Rashi. A nazir tamei, another nazir became tamei. Maybe ashem, right? He has to bring an ashem lahakshir luminyan nazir stahara to makshir him to make him kosher, and he can start recounting his naziros. So he says also by the ash, the minchas, the carbon ashem of the nazir who became tamei during his naziros, if that was shechted or done anything shelo lishma, it is pasul. And it says the same thing for Asher Mitzorah. The Korban Asher that our Mitzorah brings during the time when he becomes Tahor, if it's Shelo Lishma, Sheshachtan Shelo Lishma, Psulim Y, Ho, Bo, Lahakshir, Velo Hakshiru. Their whole purpose is for Hekshir. The whole purpose is not, it's not a question of Kapara, it's Hekshir. So the whole purpose is Hekshir, and therefore if it doesn't accomplish the Hekshir, it becomes Pasul. The Gemara then says, now the Gemara is asking Rav from our Mishnah. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Kol ha-menacho she-nikmetzu shelo l'shma k'shirus, ela shelo v'alam shem chova. What's these two? But the Gemara lists exceptions. What are the two exceptions the Gemara listed? Chushi minchas chota and minchas kanos. The exceptions are the minchas chota and the minchas kanos. Now you're adding another exception that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. V'im isa, and if Rav, you're right, then also the minchas omer, which was done shelo l'shma would be pasul. Lesnei nami chutz minchas omer. So the Mishnah mentioned chutz minchas omer again. What the Mishnah just add three more words, two more words minchas omer. So the Gemara says no, einach nami. Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it's not a proof against Rav because to say ki katani, what is the Mishnah listing? Ki katani bo a yachid. The Mishnah is only mentioning karbonos of a yachid of an individual, but ba tzibur lo katani. But Korbanos Sibor, like the Minchas Omer, that the Mishnah is not dealing with. So therefore, it's not a question that's left out of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is dealing with a different list. Gemara says, also you can answer, Ki Tani Ba Biglal Atzma. Maybe you can say that the Mishnah is only talking about Minachos that come by themselves. They're individual Korbanos. But a Mincha that's brought with a Zevach, a Korban Mincha that's brought along with another with a Zevach, Lo Katani. And the Minchas Omer comes together with the Keves for an Ola, which is brought that day. So here, so that's not part of the list. That's why it's left off the list. It's not talking about this type of carbon. Then there's another answer. Ki katani, you can see that the Mishnah is only listing hanach she'en kavu lehem zman. Those carbonists don't have a set time. Right? The minchas chotes, no set time, exact time. He did the avera. Minchas sotas, no set time for a sota. If we have that situation come up, then you bring the carbonists. Right? Ki katani hanach she'en kavu lehem zman. But ha, the minchas omer, is the kavu lehemzman. It has a set time. Right? It's the Tezayim and Nisan. That Lokatani, that's not what the Mishnah is not discussing. So don't ask me from the Mishnah that doesn't mention the Minchas Omer, because the Mishnah is not discussing those type of Korbanos. So then the Gemara is going to ask about Rav, and Rav's second statement. Rav's second statement was, Amamar, the Chenet HaOmer Ba'ashem Nazir, Ashem Mitzorah, Shchatan Shalol Shema, Psulin, Ho Ulbo Lachshir V'lo Kishiro. Since it says that the Korban, Ashem Nazir and Ashem Mitzorah, Shchatan Shalol Shema, are puzzled because they're coming to be machshir somebody, and they didn't accomplish that. Rashi says, wait a second, we have a Mishnah that we learned in the first day when we started Kachim, on Beis Amin Aleph of Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim Sheshachtam Shalol Lishma K'sherim, Ela Shalol Olubam Shem Chova, and the Gemara gives the exceptions there. What are the two exceptions there? Chusmi Pesach V'Chatos.
except for the Korban Pesach and the Chatos. Now you're giving two more, and these aren't listed in the Mishnah. Why not? V'im Isan, if you were correct, that the Ashram Nazir Tamei and the Ashram Mitzora, if they're Shechet Shalosh, they're also Pasol, Lesni Nami, Chutz Ashram Nazir, Ashram Mitzora, should also have listed, excuse me, the Mishnah in Zvachim, and say the Bola Hechshav L'Rachshiro, because they are come to Machshir and they're not, and they don't accomplish their task. The Gemara says, no, difference is, and I'm not sure I understand this answer. Gemara says, Kevan the Ika Ashram Gezelos, the Ashram Ilos, the Lechapara Asu, Lo Psikale. Since there are other types of Ashamos, the Ashram Gezelo and the Ashram Ilo, which are coming for Kapara, as opposed to these two, which are coming for Hechsher, then the Gemara, the Mishnah in Zvachim, couldn't say Chutz Min Asham. Oh, but that wasn't the question. The question was, it should have said, Chutz min Ashram Nazir and Ashram Mitzora. So who cares if there are other Ashramos? Be specific. Don't just say Chutz min Ashram, just say Chutz min Ashram Mitzora and Ashram and Ashram Nazir.
It's generic Chatas and wants to say generic Ashram.
But that's not the case. Don't say generic.
Okay,
I hear. So the Gemara says, okay, so what would be the difference? Okay, so we answered why it's not listed in the Mishnah. So Rav's statement still stands. That the Ashram Nazir and the Ashram Mitzora, if it's Shechet Shelo Lishma, are psulos. Gemara says, Maishnai Ashram Nazir or Ashram Mitzora, because the Baal Lahachshir Lahachshiro, because they haven't accomplished their task. They came to make this person kosher, right, to tar him, to make him kosher, and if it's Shelo Lishma, it doesn't accomplish that task, so then it's possible. So Gemara says, Haninami, by the Ashram Gezelos and the Ashram Ilos, Baal Chapar, Baal Kipru, they also ended up, they're supposed to do something. Their purpose was to get Kapara, and they don't get Kapara. Yet, nevertheless, those Korbanos are kosher. I mean, why is it that if it's Baal HaHachshir, Baal HaHachshir, you say Pasol, but Baal Kapara, Baal Kipru, it's still kosher? If the whole idea that there's a purpose, it doesn't accomplish its purpose, that's the reason to Pasol the Korban. Well, if it doesn't accomplish its purpose for Kapara, it also should be Pasol. What's the difference between Ashram Mitzora, Ashram Nazir, and an Ashram Mi'il and Ashram Gezelos? So the Gemara says, no, we've seen this distinction between Kapara and Tahara. Amar B'Yirmiyah, Matzinu Shechilik HaKosav Ben Mechapirim Ben Machshirim. The Torah itself says that there's a distinction between those that come to do Kapara and those that come to do Hechsher. Right, where is that? Because Mechapirim Isbehu Da Asul Achar Misa, Machshirim Lesbehu Da Asul Achar Misa. There are Karbanos, if the Karban has to deal with Kapara, so that could come after death, as opposed to a chatas, which you can't, but an ashram, I don't know, and where the carbon that's come to be machshir doesn't come after Misa. And what's his case? The case seems a little counterintuitive. The Tznan, this is in the second parak of Kinim, he's talking about a Yoledes, who she is Muchuyavas, to bring an Ola and a chatas when she completes her Tahara process. So Aisha, so you have a woman, Shehiviya Chatosa, so she brought a carbon chatas, or she brought the bird for the chatas, Vimesa, and then she dies prior to bringing the Ola. Yaviyu Yorshin Ola Sa. Her Yorshim can bring the Ola. But if she brought Ola Sa, she brought an Ola and then died Umesa prior to bringing her Chatas, Lo Yaviyu Yorshin Chatas Sa. Her Yorshim did not bring the Chatas, because Allah Moshe Mishinai, that Chatas, Shemesu Bailim, if the owner of a Chatas dies, you don't bring that Chatas after the death. That's fine. So the Gemara says, so what's going on? So what's the proof there? So the proof is, look at Rashi, it's the first short line. He says, Lo yaviu yorshim chatos, dizeh achas mechamesh chatos hamesos, mesos chatos shemesu balel, that's one of the five chatos that has to be set aside to die. Uve chatos yoledes, he says, the chatos of a yoledes, that's not for kapara. She didn't do any sin. What did she do wrong? The chatos yoledes, machshirhu, that's just the hechsher. Right, kedaminam bekrisos peperik dam shchita d'tnei shemechsherta le'ocha bekotchim. It permits her to eat kotchim. Umi dechatoso lahechsher, and if the chatos is lahechsher, then the ola, which is the one lechaper, the ola is coming to kapara, which is usually flip. Usually you would say the chatos is lechaper, but here it's different. Kedeksiv yoled is echel chatos ve'echel olda. Alma mechaprim, you see the one that's kapara, which is the ola, kravi, can be brought after death. But machshirin lo kravi, but something that is to bring something that's just to bring hechsher, which is mitari, you don't bring. Hachinami, mechaprim b'shalolosh magshirim v'hakshirim l'hakriv v'lo alu u'machshirim psulun gamrin. That should make the difference. So the asham mitzora and the asham nazir are there to there for tahara purposes, just like the chatos. So just like the chatos is not brought after death, so to these would be possible. But the thing that's coming for kapara is brought after death, and therefore would be kosher, like asham ilos and the asham mitzora. So okay, that seems to be the case.
Why does that make sense? Is there logic to that? Why
the Gemara? Because the Gemara seems to say, they quote the Gemara, that the chatos is for hechsher. So there's a chatos for hechsher. There's a logic. They're saying that there's a pattern of that, right? This is an example. So Gemara says then maskif lo. So therefore, we have a distinction between the Asham Mitzora and Nazir on one hand, and the Asham Ila and Asham Gzelos on the other hand. So Maskif Rabbi Huda Bered Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, what are you talking about? Machshirin Nami Mi Leslu Bol Achar Misa. You just said, Rabbi Yirmiya, that a carbon that's brought for Hechsher purposes is not brought Achar Misa. That's why that Chatos by the Oledas is not brought after Misa. But I'll bring you another case. Vahatzanan. We have this Mishnah in Mi'ila that says as follows. So we have a Nazir, right? The Nazir is Mafrish Ma'os L'Nazirusso, right? He's Mafrish money for his Karbanos at the end of his Nira. Now the Nazir has a bunch of Karbanos that he has to bring. He has to bring in Ola, Shlamim, Yisrael, Chatas, Asham, Shlamim, and Chatas, I think. And the Mishnah says there, so he sets aside money, L'Nazirusso, Lo Nanim, it's also to get Nana from this money, Midirabanan, V'lo Molin. But there's no mi'ila. Why is there no mi'ila? With the nazir, when he finishes his naziros, has to bring three karbanos. Tzachatos, ola, and shlamim. So when he sets aside money, but he doesn't stipulate what the money is going to be used for, so let's say it's three coins. None of the three coins are specifically set aside for any karban. So it's possible that each one of these can be brought as a shlamim. Now a shlamim is called shekalim. Kachikalim, there's no mi'ila until you actually shecht it. Kachikachim, there is mi'ila beforehand. So since the possibility exists that any of these coins are kachim kalim, so midoraisa, there's no mi'ila on any of these coins. So that's what the Mishnah says there. Right? Again, datanan, hamafrij mos, and the ziroso, lo nehenim, velo mo'alim, mipnei shiru'uyim lavo kulu shlomim. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, velo mo'alim, mipnei shiru'uyim lavo shlomim. Ho velo hifrish elu lukatas v'elu shlomim. Ushlamim ebe me'ila, the lav kachi Hashem yinu, ela mamon bailim, ela be'imurim achas rikos damim, perakam sechum me'ila. The only time the kachim kalim gets din of me'ila is after when you're makdir it. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah there continues, mace, if this nazir who's supposed to bring the korbanos dies before he was able to bring them, v'hayulo mos stumim, and he has these monies that haven't been, he hasn't stipulated, specified which korban these monies are going to be used for, yiplu nunadava. All the set aside money is put in that one horn and be used to buy Nadavos Sibor. Mifurashin, but if when he set it aside, he said, this coin is for the Ola, this coin is for the Chatos, this coin is for the Shlamim, so then what do you do? Timei Chatos Yolich Yamamelech. The money of the Chatos has to go to the Yamamelech. You throw it away. Why? Because that money is set aside for a Chatos. It has it's destined to be a chatas. So this is a chatas shemesu ba'aleh. It's a chatas that the owner died. If a chatas shemesu ba'aleh, the halacha from Sinai is the chatas dies. So the money that's set aside for it gets tossed away. You can't use it, right? So it says demei chatas yoluch liyam melech, but lo nenin v'lo mo'alim. It's not really a chatas yet. So you're not going to get hanav from midarabanan, but midaraisa there is no mi'ila. Why? Why is it no mi'ila? Because it's not kachay Hashem anymore. It's going to be tossed away. So it's not kachay Hashem. Demei ola, with the money that was set aside for the ola, right? Yavi behen ola. So bring a carbon ola with them. Take him, buy an ola. And let the ola, and the money, and use as a dava. Umolim behen. So this money, you would get mi'ila. Because this money is destined to be used for a carbon lashem, for kachay kachim. Utimei shlamim, and the money that's just set aside for shlamim, yavi behen shlamim. Let the yarchim bring the carbon shlamim with them. But it's not a regular shlamim. Normally, shlamim is eaten for 2 days and the night in between. This shlamim is going to be eaten like the shlamim of the nazir, which would be b'ne'achalim l'yom echad. They only can eat for 1 day, but it's not completely like the shlamim of the nazir, but it ain't the unim lechem. but it doesn't have to be brought, the bread doesn't have to be brought along with it. Usually Ashami Nazir, you bring breads. He don't, because those breads are supposed to be waved, and there's no one here to wave. So what's going on here? So what's the kasha? The kasha is Vaha Ola Ushlamim de Nazir de Machshirim Ninu. The korban Ola and the korban Ushlamim of the Nazir, it doesn't do us, what are those coming to do? Those are coming not for kapara purposes, those are coming for heksher purposes. And yet, the Gemara says Kasha Lacha Misa. They're brought after Misa. Rav Yirmiyah, you said that only kapara is la'achar misa, not heksher la'achar misa. Here I have heksher la'achar misa.
You know, it's not for the kapara person anymore. Just bring, isn't it just like an adabah at this point? Why do you bring this karban after misa? You bring it for the person?
No, I guess you bring it in lieu of the person. So the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Hachi ka Amra Rav Yirmiyah. This is what Rav Yirmiyah meant. Lo matzinu heksher kavua. You never find a karban, like a set karban, right? That's it itself is going to create the heksher that comes after misa. The nazir heksher she'ena kavuahu. But a nazir, these karbanos are not always the ones that bring heksher. Why? The amamar, because Mar said yilacha achas mishlosh lashon yotza, because the nazir, you have these three karbanos. The nazir is supposed to shave his head and becomes kosher after he brings the karbanos. If he shaves his head and does the process after bringing only one of those karbanos, he's good to go. He still has an obligation to fulfill bringing the other karbanos, but his nazirus is then complete. So these karbanos, the shlamim and the ola, are not kavua as being the ones that are hechsher. Because if the nazir brings the chatos and shaves his head, he's good to go also. He's hechsher. So Rav Yirmiyah says it's different. That karbon that you're talking about here, the nazir, is different. It's not heksher kavua, because it could be, theoretically, that the nazir gets his heksher prior to bringing these karbonos. So that's what Rav Yirmiyah says, it's different, as opposed to the case by the woman. No, it's the chatos that the woman brings, the Gemara says, the chatos by the woman, right, is that it brings the heksher. Right. It brings the heksher, that's the heksher kavua. That's why there's a difference. The Gemara then says, okay, Nesve, they ask on Rav, we have a brisa, this will stop, asher mitzora shenishchat shelo lishmo. So we have an asher mitzora that we're talking about, that was shechat shelo lishmo, o shelo nita midama al gavi bahonos, or the blood wasn't put in on the thumbs of the mitzora, hare ze ol gavi mizbeach, it's kosher, it goes on the mizbeach, v'ta'u nisachim, and you still have to bring the wine libations, v'tzarech asher achla achshiro, but he would just have to bring another korban asher. So you see here that this brisa says, an asham mitzora that was chan l'shol l'shma is kasher el'shol ol l'bayim l'shem hova. That's a tiyu for the Rav. That's a kasher on Rav. Rav is a favorite brisa here that says against Rav. Rav's an asham mitzora that was shet l'shol l'shma is pasul. Here we say it's kasher el'shol ol l'bayim l'shem hova. It's a kasher on Rav. So it seems to be a pretty strong kasher on Rav. It's only a it's tiyufta, but it doesn't say tiyufta the Rav tiyufta. Why? Because oftentimes we say Rav tanahu polik. So technically you could say, oh, there's a brisa that contradicts Rav. So what? Rav sometimes is a Tana, and he can argue. The Gemara doesn't say that here, but that could be the reason why it's not a Tiyufta, the Rav Tiyufta, which would mean a complete rejection. It's just a Tiyufta, which is a strong Kasha on Rav. Okay, we'll stop here. Have an excellent day.